1. The Storm. 1. Jack and Margaret stand next to the table on a spring evening in 2011, looking out the kitchen's bay window as I finish cooking dinner. It's taco night. Tim will be home in a few minutes. Then Margaret and I will head off in one direction for soccer, he and Jack in another for baseball. "They're trying to fly," Margaret exclaims. And she and Jack step closer to the window. My children are watching three baby cardinals gain the strength and skill to fly. Every winter and spring, we follow our flock of downy woodpeckers, cardinals, chickadees, and titmice as they rest on the bushes, eat from our feeders, and entertain us from this window. But this is the first spring we've seen an actual nest in the bushes and have watched baby birds hatching. And now this. Yesterday, a black snake inched its way up the bush, heading toward the nest where the still flightless babies sat. If it got to them, they wouldn't stand a chance. Amid both kids' screams, Tim ran out the door and chased the snake away with a broom. If these birds can get their act together and learn how to fly rather than continue their little hopping dance on our brick walkway, we think they'll have a pretty good chance of survival. It's what we're rooting for. And today, it happens. One by one, the fledglings figure out what they were born to do. The hopping morphs into something else entirely, and the tiny birds take flight. We gasp at the sight of a miracle. 10-year-old Margaret reaches around her big brother and gives him a squeeze, leaving her arm at rest on his back. He keeps looking out the window and says, with a slight shake of his head, "They just grow up so fast." I laugh as they stand there like proud parents, Jack, at 12, saying words that could so easily come out of my mouth. Not that the 12 years of mothering these kids have gone by all that fast. In fact, some of the hardest, most relentless days felt a whole lot longer than just 24 hours. Like the many days when Tim worked nonstop with a full-time job and then law school at night, and I had to figure out how to keep the kids occupied and myself sane until bedtime. There were days when I would plot to keep Jack and Margaret distracted just long enough to go to the bathroom without someone on my lap. There was my adjustment from being a busy high school English teacher to someone just hoping to catch the highlights in People magazine in the checkout line during a late-night solitary grocery store run. Those were hard, good years. I tried to mother Jack and Margaret the way I had been mothered, with a lot of laughter, acceptance, and patience. Some days were disasters, others small, precious victories. And motherhood seemed to get easier as the years passed. When the children were 7 and 9, I began blogging about thrifty decorating projects and funny observations about family life. I hoped that an honest look at our experiences might give encouragement to other moms and help form a community for me. Tim eventually scaled back his grueling career, choosing time with the family over money. He was able to coach baseball, lead Cub Scouts, and help with the church youth group we had formed. I started working part-time as the manager of our church bookstore after almost 9 years at home.